Demai, perik dalad mishnevav. Hanichnus la'ir ve'inu makir adam sham. A person goes into a city and he has no idea who anybody is. Omar, mikan neman, mikan maser. Who is trusted here? Who takes off maisers? Who's a jolly good fellow? Who's a jolly good fellow that nobody can demai? I'm just joking. Omar loy echod. Ani, so one guy says to him, it's me, I'm the trusted guy that you're looking for. Einu neman. This guy is not believed, because a person can't give testimony on himself. Omar lo ish ploni neman. However, if this guy says, Yankel's a believable guy, he's a trustworthy guy, not just believable, but he's trustworthy legabe chumas and maisus. Hare ze neman. So this guy is believed. So the Rav explains that even though normally we shouldn't believe him because he's choshed, they were makel legabe this guest because he needs to eat. And the Rav says it's only if you do not recognize anybody there. But if you recognize another person there that is a mumcha, that is trustworthy, you have to take it from that guy. You have to go to that guy. Meaning you have to buy it from that person. But obviously he's not selling, then it would fall back to the same category that you'd believe this person to say that somebody else is a mumcha, even though this person's not normally trusted. So halach likach mimeno. So this is a continuation of the story. So now the visitor goes to buy food from this person. Omar lo, and he says to him, mikan moicher yoshan. Who here is selling yoshan? So some of the first one just explained it's the quality of the food, but the Rav here explains that we're actually talking about yoshan, the isser of chodesh, and he brings down that amaratzim, just like maestris, most of them are careful with yoshan, and he wanted to know when he asked this new seller that now he just met up, the supposedly trusted person, he asked him, mikan moicher yoshan, who sells yoshan here? Omar lo, so this guy says back to him, misha shalachacha etzli. He gives the guy's name and he says, the one that sent you to me. That's the guy that sold me this food. Even though they seem like they're greasing each other's backs, it's almost like kickbacks. Each one is benefiting from the other one. They are both believed and you can eat from them because of the same coolers that we just said. Even though the first guy's credibility seems to be weakened, he had no problem sending it to this guy because he was going to benefit too because he's the one that sells him the food. Nevertheless, it's not a problem.